Hello, and welcome to Universal Language, Episode 1, a podcast where we explore how the words we speak shape the way we see the world, connect with others, and understand ourselves. I'm Gabby Hashoka, and in today's episode, we explore how language impacts sense of belonging. Through the stories of two 18-year-old students from Brazil, Miguel Tendolini and Caio Banford, who have both studied their whole lives in international schools, but have also studied abroad and lived with host families in Germany. We'll hear how language shaped their experience, challenged their identities, and ultimately changed the way they see the world and themselves. Language is more than just a tool for communication. It's a thread that ties us into our communities. It shapes how we see ourselves and how others see us. The words we speak, the accents we carry, and even the silence we hold can root us deeply within a culture, or make us feel like we don't quite belong. For some, language is a home, a place of comfort, identity, and recognition. While for others, it's a barrier and a constant reminder of distance and difference. As filmmaker Alex Rowland once said, "I wouldn't be able to interview people in the way that I can and hear their stories in their own words unless they were able to tell me their own language." His words highlight something powerful. Language isn't just about exchanging information. It's about understanding, connection, and empathy. In a world where language carries history, power, and deep emotion, our ability to speak and be heard becomes inseparable with our need to belong. Psycholinguist Fior Camarion, in her book The Power of Language, writes, "Exposure to more than just one language, even if fluent multilingualism isn't attained, provides an enriching experience likely to yield long-term benefits. These benefits aren't just cognitive, they're social and emotional. Learning another language can open doors to relationships, cultures, and ways of seeing the world we might ourselves never access." Hello, Kai and Miguel. Thank you so much for being here. I am so curious to know more about how language has impacted you guys. Miguel, tell me a little bit more about yourself, and how do you think language has contributed to your sense of belonging?
Hey, my name is Miguel. I'm 18 years old, and I come from São Paulo, Brazil. I have been living in São Paulo my whole life, and as a native speaker, speaking Portuguese here is natural to me, obviously. I have a sense of belonging, because everybody around me speaks the same language as I do. But the sense of belonging really increased after my experience of living abroad. So I lived 2 months in Germany in 2023. And this experience gave me a new perspective on the language I speak. So there, I stayed in a small town in the southern region of Germany, in a state called Baden-Württemberg. And there, they speak a specific dialect called Schwäbisch, and they have a very special accent. I noticed the importance of learning the native language of the country I move to or where I'll stay in this experience. Especially socializing is critical to speak the native language, to be integrated and to be seen by the people as one of them. I remember an experience when I went to a bakery to buy some bread, and when asking for a bread, I didn't receive a stare that screams like, "Where do you come from?" When I noticed that the people were talking to me naturally in their language, I noticed that I was really getting the language and being able to speak as one of them. This was a good experience because I felt more comfortable speaking their language.
Yes, I totally agree. And I think that has also happened a lot to me. I feel like when I wasn't as familiar with the language, I would get a ton of stares whenever I was answering questions. But now that I've lived here for longer, I feel like sometimes people don't even notice my accent because I have just been so used to speaking the language that it just like became a routine for me, and I don't really need to put that much thought into what I am saying. It just like comes out naturally. And I think that's such a good thing. What about for you, Kayo? How do you think language has contributed to your sense of belonging?
Basically, language has been a huge part of how I connect with others. Speaking both Portuguese and English fluently has helped me feel at home at many different environments and places, whether I'm like in Brazil or in an international setting. It always allows me to participate more in conversations, understand humor, like make friends and talk to everybody I want to.
I totally understand, and I think that being able to communicate with others is such an important aspect of language, because you're able to, you know, understand their humor and understand how they are, because like you're just like speaking their native language. As you guys have both lived in Germany, what do you guys think was the importance of learning the native language of the country you guys moved to?
I think Germans are known, at least here where I live, but I also think that in the US, they're known to be straightforward, direct, and to respect the rules. So this actually is reflected in the German language. If I could describe the German language in one word, it would be precise. Instead of the as an article for specific nouns, the German language has three different articles, one for male, another for female, and one for neutral, like objects. So this shows how they are always very specific and precise for what they are communicating. And a comparison between German and Portuguese helps me and helped me better understand both cultures. For example, the sentence "I miss you" can be said in English, but it can also be translated in German or in Portuguese. But in Portuguese, there is a word, a specific noun, that refers to this feeling of "I miss you," which is something along the lines of longing. In German, this word simply doesn't exist, which shows the difference between the Brazilian culture in this case and the German culture. They don't have a word for this feeling. Another example is the German word Schadenfreude, which means a specific, very specific feeling of enjoying the suffering of others and enjoying when a different person has troubles and fails. Again, this shows how the German language is very precise. It has a word for this special feeling, which doesn't have a word in Portuguese or in English.
This is actually really interesting, because I think last month, me and my friend that is from Russia were talking about that same word, saudade, which is translated to "I miss you," and we were saying how, and he was saying how in Russian there is a very similar word and meaning to it, because they have like a very like melancholic literature, and how that translates to a lot of like the words and how the feelings that come with those type of words. And I think that like for us, for example, like Brazilian culture is very like heartwarming and it's very like affectionate. So I think that that makes a lot of more sense when you compare it to a culture like the German culture. What about for you, Kayo? What is the importance of learning the native language of the country you moved to?
I believe it is pretty essential, honestly, because learning a local language shows respect for the culture and it makes the daily life so much easier. For example, things like buying groceries or going to the doctor, or just like chatting with someone, becomes way smoother when you talk the same language. And more than that, it can open the door to deeper connections with people and help you avoid feeling isolated. So that's basically how I feel about this.
Yeah, I remember when I first moved to the United States, I felt so insecure about not being as familiar with the language and not being as fluent. And I feel like that kept me from joining more clubs and getting more involved in the community. So I totally agree with you that language plays a big part in it. As you guys have both lived in different places, how do you guys think that speaking the native language has contributed to the understanding of another culture?
After coming back from my time in Germany, I felt more comfortable speaking Portuguese, almost as if anyone who speaks Portuguese was part of my family. I remember when I was in the airport in Frankfurt, about to come back to Brazil. And it was, I met a lot of people who were also coming to Brazil, and I started to hear again people around me speaking Portuguese. And I remember feeling as if I was home, as if I was with my people, with my crew. And this was a very, very good feeling. So since then, I've stayed in Brazil. But my perspective on the language I speak and the language that others speak has been changed. I enjoy more speaking Portuguese now. I feel the sense of belonging in a stronger way. And I started to like more speaking Portuguese. For example, I've started to enjoy more some words that are very special to the Brazilian way of speaking Portuguese. So, in Brazil, the Portuguese, the language spoken here, is the same as spoken in Portugal, but it has some differences, just like the English spoken in the US is different from the English spoken in the UK. Here, there are many words that come from indigenous languages, such as Ibirapuera or Maracanã. This is something that I enjoy learning and speaking, because I can recognize that the sound of those words is different and that they are quite unique of where I come from and where and what I speak. So this again gives me the sense of belonging.
That is so interesting. What about for you, Caio? How do you think that speaking the native language has contributed to your sense of understanding of another language?
I believe the language can carry a lot of cultural meaning. For example, through expressions, jokes, sayings, and body language as well. And when you speak the native language, you don't just understand the words, but you start to understand how people think and what they value and how they see the world. So that can add a whole new level to the cultural understanding of the place you are on, the country you're on.
So how do you guys think that language has impacted you guys?
To sum it all up, I think that the experience of going to a different country and experiencing being somewhere that speaks a different language has enriched my perspective on languages in general. I think that I now better understand how these differences in languages reflect the differences in cultures, and I have a better understanding of my culture and the difference between my culture and to the cultures like the German culture and the American culture, for example.
Okay, Miguel, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciated hearing about your experience and all of your insight about different origins of words in Portuguese and also in German. How do you think language has impacted you, Caio?
So language is a pretty important part in my identity and the way I do things, because being able to switch languages in different scenarios has made me more adaptable. So I've learned to express myself in different ways depending on the language, and that helped me become a better communicator and more aware of others' perspective. It also helped me a lot in school, being that doing researches in other languages, or just overall being able to acquire knowledge in different languages, being able to speak multiple languages has helped me a lot.
That's awesome, Caio. This is a hard question to answer, I feel like, because I know you have always learned a lot of languages and spoken a lot of languages from an early age, but do you notice an apparent difference on how your brain processes information now with maybe how it was before you went to Germany?
Before? So I don't know it very much, because I've learned German since I was very, very young. And further on my education, I also learned English and a little bit of French. So I can't really compare how these differences, because since I can remember, I've always have had this ability to process information in different languages and understand different things. But overall, I believe I can. I always tend to think in Portuguese and not really divide the way I process information in, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally understand that, also because I was in a similar position, that I have always learned languages ever since I was a kid. And I think that also just helped my brain a lot process information, even though like I am not very aware of it. But I think that even after I learned Spanish and I learned English, or even I'm learning French now, I feel like my brain processes information in such a faster speed because I don't really have to think much and it just comes out naturally. So since I assume you have met a lot of people from different countries because you speak a lot of languages, how do you think that those interactions, if any, have changed you as a person?
An example of a thing that could be close to this is when I visited my friend in Germany, and since I can speak German to a good level, I was able to communicate myself with everybody. I was able to do basic chores like go shopping for groceries, and overall the being able to speak the language of the country was pretty good, and it also helped me a lot develop my German language skills, and it gave me more confidence of dealing with foreign people. I don't know. So
I think it's really great that you have the opportunity to have international friends. I think that having international friends is such a good way to explore and experience new things. I think that most of the times that I've made friends around the world, they have introduced me to something new and I've learned something else with them that I might have otherwise not known about it if it wasn't for them. So I think that is such an awesome experience to have. Okay, thank you so much, Caio. I really appreciated hearing all of your experiences and how language has impacted you. Thank you so much for tuning into Universal Language, and I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Bye!